A bidder is chosen for an 855-acre Haynes timber sale, and the Haynes Assembly approves a piece of the harbor project it previously rejected. But there's a catch. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The largest Haynes State Forest timber sale in decades is moving forward. The State Division of Forestry selected a bidder for the 855-acre Baby Brown sale on Thursday. Astoria Forest Products of Oregon bid $274,000 for the 20 million board feet of Sitka spruce and western hemlock. It was the only bid. The minimum price was $250,000. The timber sale is located about 35 miles up the Haynes Highway between Porcupine and Jarvis Creeks. Astoria Forest Products is a subsidiary of Murphy Overseas, USA Holdings. The timber company now has 30 days to turn in a contract with its operational plan, including the timeline it follows for the sale. Forestry has set a 5-year maximum timeline. If the contract is approved, the state will prepare forest land use plans that reflect the details of the contract. The first forest land use plan was drawn up before the bid was selected to get 137 acres on the east side of Glacier Creek ready for harvest. The land use plans give the public an opportunity to comment on the proposed method of harvest and other details. The first plan is in the public comment period until January 5th. In an earlier interview, Haynes forester Greg Palmieri said that the large-scale sale will not be all clear-cut.
It's not going to be 855 acres of clear cut, which is something that I think people were concerned about seeing.
When Baby Brown was first proposed in 2015, three conservation groups appealed the sale, citing environmental, wildlife, and visual concerns. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources commissioner denied the appeal and released a final best interest finding, paving the way for the harvest to go out to bid. Astoria Forest Products manager Stan Runnels declined to comment on the sale until the contract is final, but he did say, quote, it could turn into a really good deal for the people of Haynes. Last week, the Haynesboro Assembly reversed its decision on a piece of the small boat harbor expansion it initially voted out. The Assembly agreed to pay more than $400,000 for an extra 33 feet of wave barrier protection and additional deepening of the harbor floor. But the Assembly is also set to commit the same amount of money to uplands development. It was an effort to assuage both harbor advocates and skeptics. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
In early November, the Assembly approved a $13 million contract for construction of the harbor expansion's first phase. But to save a bit of money, the members voted to take out Add Alternative C, about $380,000 worth of breakwater protection and dredging. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt explained why he supported taking Add Alt C out of the picture.
I thought it was kind of a concession that was made to leave some money, perhaps for the Harbor Park. I think the history of this issue is that there was a strong concern for the effect of this project on the aesthetics of our waterfront.
Assemblywoman Heather Lendy questioned the matter coming back to the table when the group already voted on it.
I'm confused that we voted on this last time and then it came back. I'm wondering if that is normal on the Assembly. If the body votes against something, does it keep coming back until forever, or is this, what's the process that we're involved in?
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer responded that she and other members had been lobbied hard to reconsider Adult C by people like Andrew Gray, who spoke at the meeting.
I just strongly encourage the Assembly to pass this based on various user groups who said how much this improves the functionality and safety of the harbor.
Since the Assembly took Adult C out of the Phase 1 contract, borough staff brought it back as a change order. The price for the work increased between November and now from about $380,000 to $420,000. Lendy and Morfitt had previously advocated for a public vote on the harbor design. Now that that proposal has failed, Lendy said the borough might as well try to do the best it can with the project. She suggested that if the borough was going to spend this $420,000 on Adult Sea, they should commit the same amount of money to Portage Cove beautification. The visual impact of the harbor is one concern many have raised.
And I think that would be a really honorable compromise.
After consulting with Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan, Lendy changed the wording from beautification to upland development. The Assembly decided to vote on that motion at the next meeting. If approved, $420,000 of state grant funding for the harbor expansion would be dedicated to upland development. The Assembly went ahead and approved the $420,000 for the Adult Sea change order. Tresham Gregg was the only member to vote against it. The contention around the harbor carried into two other items on the Assembly agenda. The Assembly also considered a cooperative agreement with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for design and permitting of a sport fishing ramp. Fish and Game would pay the $500,000 expense. If all goes as planned, the contract would be extended to include construction of the ramp, also covered by Fish and Game. Lendy balked at some of the wording in the contract, but after hearing assurances from Ryan, the Assembly approved it in a 4-2 vote. The Assembly was also divided on a harbor-related citizen appeal. Paul Nelson appealed the borough manager's decision to grant a land use permit for the harbor project. His case first went to the Planning Commission, which denied it. Nelson then went to the Assembly. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she agreed with the Planning Commission's decision that the harbor project didn't need a conditional use permit because it's a public facility.
I just think that there's no other way to look at it. I don't see that the Planning Commission erred in the way they made their decision, and I don't disagree with the decision they made.
Morfitt and Gregg wanted to hear Nelson's appeal, but they were outnumbered in a 3-2 vote. Lendy did not vote because she was on the Planning Commission when it heard Nelson's case. The 3-2 vote meant that the Assembly declined to hear Nelson's appeal. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Two meetings scheduled this week to discuss a state trooper vacancy in Haines have been postponed. One town hall meeting was scheduled for tomorrow at the Haines Public Library, the other, the Mosquito Lake Community Center. Police Chief Heath Scott was planning to hold the meetings to give the public a chance to ask questions and raise concerns about the recent loss of trooper service in the Haines area. December 15th was the last day for Haines' only non-wildlife or blue shirt trooper. That position served communities outside of the town site. That includes residents in Clequan and those who live out the Haines Highway, as well as those who live out Mud Bay and Lutac Roads. In a previous interview with KHNS, Scott said based on the number of crimes and court cases in Haines, the position should be filled. But to save money, the department is holding off on filling that position. Whether or not it will remain vacant permanently will be decided after the next legislative session this spring, when the department knows if its budget will be reduced again. For now, the wildlife trooper will respond to emergency calls in the area, while less pressing crimes will be handled by the Juneau State Troopers. This week's meetings were postponed due to a scheduling conflict, and the new dates have not yet been set. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.